Hey, friend, today I'm sharing a case study and an analysis that I originally shared with our labs members. And the reason I'm doing this is one of the most valuable things that we can do as a product-based business owner is look outside of our industry for inspiration, ideas, and new ways of thinking about our own business. When we study how other industries structure their revenue models, they build community or create demand for their products, we really start to see new and fresh opportunities that we can adapt in our own way for our own business. So on this episode, we're looking at Athletic Brewing Company and how they doubled their D2C subscription sales in 2025 by positioning their membership as a VIP lifestyle experience rather than a discount program. It's a simple shift, but a strategic one, and it really sparked two ideas that I think you can use. One's going to be for your D2C sales ecosystem, and one is for your wholesale channel. We will walk through what Athletic Brewing Company got right, why their approach works, and how you can apply versions of this inside of your own business in a way that, again, fits your particular audience, your product line, your margins, and of course, your capacity. Now, if you want to see more case studies like this, real examples from outside of the consumer gift world, and you want to see how we break them down into actionable insights and ideas for your product brand, this is exactly the type of work we do inside of Proof to Product Labs every single week. If you're interested in joining our community, you can head to prooftoproduct.com/labs. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/labs. But for now, let's dive into the Athletic Brewing Company model and explore what may be worth borrowing or looking at. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. One of my favorite things to do is to study other companies and what they're doing well, where they may have opportunities. And I like to bring that back to our community. So I was recently reading about Athletic Brewing Company's business model, specifically their subscription model. And it sparked two ideas that I really think our community could use. Again, one is D2C focused and the other is wholesale focused. And I'm curious what you think after you listen to today's episode. So definitely send me a message on Instagram at Proof to Product once you've taken a listen. Here's the deal. Athletic Brewing Company, which is known for its non-alcoholic beer and sparkling water, it grew its D2C subscription sales by 100% in 2025. Now, what I was reading was incredibly simple. Their strategy was simple, but it was also very strategic. So here's what it was. They positioned subscriptions not as a discount program or get this and get a deal, but more of a lifestyle VIP experience. So here's the deal. For $29 a year, subscribers could join their, can still, this is open, this is something available. Subscribers can join their athletic club. And with that, they receive early access to seasonal flavors, they get surprise product drops, and they get member-only events. Those are the things that they really focus on in their marketing. So did you notice there's no discounts? It's early access to product, surprise product drops, and member-only events. They do offer discounts when people purchase more than 4 6-packs. So they do have like a buy more, save more style, and they offer some free shipping incentives to members too. But majority of their marketing focuses on the community aspect and the non-financial benefits to people. They're creating community around this and making it so that it's an exclusive thing. It's a lifestyle VIP thing. They also do a really cool thing with their marketing where they talk about the membership, the $29 a year fee, pays for itself within 2 orders. That's where they start to weave in the, okay, well, if you buy 4 6-packs, if you buy more, you save more kind of thing. So you'll get that money back. So again, that pays for itself in 2 orders. It's kind of based on savings the member receives when they order more than 4 of those 6-packs at a time. So here's what I like about this model. They keep the marketing and the sales messaging really simple. They frame it around the subscription as a VIP experience, not necessarily a savings plan. We see a lot of consumer gift products companies who are like, buy 5, get 3 free. And that's legit. That's a good sale. People love that kind of stuff. But in this case, Athletic Brewing Company is leading with the perks and the freebies rather than the discounts and the savings. And that's pulling people in and making them want to be part of the club. Athletic Brewing Company also has created a lot of momentum around their flavor launches. They have limited style editions of their drinks and VIP access for their members. So there's a lot of their members who are doing things like unboxing videos or leaving lots of reviews or UGC content. And they're kind of fueling that desire for people in their community to do those things for them because they've created, again, this is not just a savings membership. They're not just saving money, although they are, but they're making it about being part of the club, being part of the group. And you too can share your unboxing videos. We want to see your stuff. We want to see your content around our products. It also looks like they might be preloading inventory for their members before they run sales campaigns to the public. And that's also a really cool thing if they're giving people early access to new products. It's going to, especially in the case with their beverages, it's going to help them avoid running out of stock for their members and make sure that all of them get it first. So again, that's just kind of a simple and thoughtful way to take care of your top customers that come back time and time again. So in terms of how you can apply this to your business, now that I've kind of like hashed how they're doing things, on the D2C side, I feel like subscription models have evolved a lot over the last few years, and I feel like this is a unique subscription model that you could mirror in your own business. You could have a small annual fee. You could offer perks that center on belonging, early access. Again, those member-only events sound really cool, or surprise product drops that are like limited quantities and only accessible to your members. I do like how they talk about earning your money back. I think when, you know, the economy is the way it is, people are watching their dollars tightly and they do want to make sure that they are investing in something that is going to be worthwhile for them. So to help customers, quote, earn their money back, you could layer in a flat rate percentage off of each order amount that's over a certain dollar amount. If your average order value is around, I don't know, hypothetically $50, maybe you bump it up a little bit and they get a flat rate off of a $75 or $60 order. Kind of depends on what you're selling and what your AOV is. That was just an example, friends. Or you could do something similar to Athletic Brewing Company, where the more they buy, the more they save. And you could do that by product category, or you could do it overall by dollar amount and how much they spend. I will say with a low monthly fee, you would need volume to make this a worthwhile opportunity for you. I would not want to see you spending lots of time creating content and offering specials if it did not make financial sense for your business. So I do want you to be mindful if you're considering this option. I want you to weigh the time and energy that you'd have to put into creating this and marketing this versus potential profits before you move forward. But I do think there's some things that you could mirror and replicate in your own way, of course. We're not trying to copy anybody, but there are things that you could mirror here within your own business on the D2C side with the low annual fee and some of these fun perks that make them feel like they're part of the crew. On the wholesale side, I'm not sure that buyers would pay for a VIP program like this. I like the idea of inviting your top 10% of customers for on the wholesale side to like a top tier VIP club. A lot of my clients are doing that right now and they're seeing really good results from it. It's just a good retention method and it's a good way to remind people like, hey, we really care about you and we appreciate your partnership. You could also simplify this and include any stores that order over a certain dollar amount in a given time frame. So it could be an annual buy-in of, you know, a certain amount of money, hypothetically 5,000 a year, or it could be 2,000 a quarter. Or again, it depends on what your business is. You might need to do lower numbers. You might need to do higher numbers depending on the volume of business you're doing. But you could have some sort of threshold where if they spend a certain dollar amount in a certain time frame, they get added to this VIP club. I do want to add a caveat here. I know that we have seen some buyers that are willing to pay for Fair's Insider program. So there may be wholesale accounts that are willing to pay a VIP fee directly to you, but I'm not sure. I'm not sold on that. I think you'd have far fewer buyers willing to do it on the wholesale side compared to the VIP side. But anyhow, let's get back to your VIP wholesale club. If you were to do that kind of subscription thing, whether you add a fee or maybe just add people based on their spend for the year, there's a lot of cool perks that you could offer. So here's some ideas that I had. You could offer first access to new releases. So perhaps like 1 week prior to your public launch of new product, you could send that out to your wholesale accounts in your VIP tier and say, hey, we're giving you first access to this. Frankly, you should be launching a wholesale before you launch to the general public, but even you could give a week's heads up before the general wholesale launch as well. Another idea is you could use surprises and delights here. You could send a random $5 coffee card in the mail. You could send some extra product in the mail. You could send a handwritten note. You could do that throughout the year at different times. You could host special events. They could be virtual or in person. I really think 2026 is going to be the year that we're getting back to basics. I've talked about this on previous episodes, but in terms of connecting with people and building those relationships. And I've seen a lot of businesses doing these small dinner parties for like 10 people. And I was thinking about it, like if you're going to a trade show in the winter or even the summer, you could invite your top 5 to 10 customers and say, hey, we're going to be hosting this dinner for you all because we really appreciate you. We hope you can join. It's small, it's intimate, it's invite only. That would make people feel really special. So you could do something like that. Your wholesale club, your VIP program could include free shipping or discounts on orders that are over a certain dollar amount. And the other thing I kept thinking about too with this is that community aspect, like Athletic Brewing Company is doing. Buyers need community too. And they do have their own spaces that they talk, but like you could connect them with each other. And again, something like the dinner or just having a space for them to connect with each other. I think that makes it's a non-quantifiable perk, but it is definitely a perk. So anyhow, these are just some initial ideas to get you brainstorming. You wouldn't need to include all of these things, of course. Maybe you have other ideas that you'd want to include. Maybe pick one or two to start with. But I do think recognizing your, on the wholesale side, recognizing them as your top customers will help to build the relationship. And also having it formalized in a club that's paid or not paid will make your buyers feel kind of seen, heard, and appreciated, which usually does build that relationship, right? And gets them to come back and buy more from you as well. So simply recognizing them as one of your top customers will help to build your relationship, but also formalizing it with a club, whether it's paid or not paid, will make your wholesale buyers feel seen, heard, and appreciated. And when we build those relationships, when we build those connections and make them stronger, that usually has effects on our sales, positive effects on our sales. It usually gets them coming back to buy more. Anyhow, I hope this quick case study about Athletic Brewing Company was helpful to you. I hope it sparks some ideas on how you can utilize different subscriptions or even membership and VIP options on the wholesale side and the D2C side. There's a lot more ideas I could pull from this, but this is a quick snapshot of something I was thinking about as I was reading about this company. Again, if you're looking for more case studies like this and you want to see what we're studying and how we're analyzing different business models and different sales mechanisms and marketing strategies, come join us in labs. You can do so at proof2product.com/labs. Again, that's proof2product.com/labs. Thanks for sticking with me to the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.